Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 121 on July 4th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Sorrento Therapeutics, AGNC Investment Corporation, and Cloudera Inc. And we discussed three new trades on Inovio Pharmaceuticals, Advanced Micro Devices, and Square Incorporated. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to understand to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets had a strong move this week, even though it was a short week of trading due to the celebration of Independence Day in the U.S. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 811 points, closing at 25,827 points. The S&P 500 index rose 120 points, ending the week at 3,130 points. Now it's time to discuss the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is put skew, or overall the structure of option premiums. So as usual, I try to avoid going into mathematical concepts too deeply on this show. I will try to keep this very basic so that you can understand it. Now, this question actually comes from a friend of mine who noticed a couple of strange pricings between puts and calls that made him ask a few deeper questions and decide whether or not there was a trade there. And, well, let's take a step back and explain a little bit about options and their use by large institutions. Most large portfolio managers, meaning mutual funds and pension funds, people who have significant stock portfolios, they use options largely as insurance to protect against adverse moves in the stock. This means that since most of these funds are long stock, they typically buy puts for protection. Because of this, puts that are out of the money the same percentage as calls that are out of the money tend to be priced higher. Now, I typically focus on two causes of this. Number one, there's more demand for the puts as insurance than for the calls because the funds already own stock. And number two, the market tends to crash lower and climb or grind higher, meaning the moves to the downside typically happen way faster than the moves that move the stock higher. Oftentimes, when you see the prices of the calls higher than the puts, that is indicative of a higher expectation of a stock going up. As a side note, though, even when stock prices are going up, the puts might have more extrinsic value in their prices than call options on equities. I sometimes think in terms of percentages rather than pure price. I'll say things like the 10% out of the money put is priced here, while the 10% out of the money call is priced there. That means the put with the strike price that is 10% away from the current stock price compared to the call with the strike price that's 10% away from the strike price. The put strike would obviously be lower than the current stock price, and the out-of-the-money call option strike would be higher or above the current stock price. So I'll compare the price of the option to the current price of the stock as well. Using percentages can give you a basis of comparison that's actually apples to apples, rather than just simply talking about dollar values. For instance, is a 50-cent call cheap, but a $1 put expensive? You need more information to be able to compare, right? The actual dollar price doesn't give you enough information on its own. And the good thing is, as you get more comfortable trading options, you'll start to notice the way puts and calls are priced for the different companies you trade. This is one of the benefits of truly getting to know a handful of companies or ETFs, rather than like what I do on the show, you look at the general market in my own portfolio, I tend to hone in or put most of my capital behind a handful of ETFs rather than spreading it out across every new company that I come across on the show. So you'll start to have a sense of how these options are traded and whether prices are in line or if they seem to be unusual. And those moments of unusual activity can be your muse in seeing great trades happen right before your eyes. So keep studying, keep diving deeper, and thank you guys for the other questions that were sent. Keep emailing questions because your question might end up the next topic of the week. So let's get into the trade review for last week's trades. We're going to start off with the covered call. We looked at Sorrento Therapeutics, symbol S as in Sierra, R as in Romeo, N as in November, E as in Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $5.87. And I looked at buying stock and selling the July 6th call at 95 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 18.4% in 3 weeks. Sorrento Therapeutics stock grew 98 cents this week. The call we sold gained 25 cents. This leaves us with a net profit of 73 cents if you were to buy back the option and sell the stock. This trade has worked, so if you believe the stock will remain above $6 per share, it's worth holding onto through July expiration, which is in 2 weeks, to lock in the 18.4% return on your capital. So if you're in a hurry or don't believe in the trade going further, take the profit. If you want to optimize your profit, however, you'd hold this trade through July expiration. Our next trade on the week was a credit spread on AGNC Investment Corporation, symbol A as in Alpha, G as in Golf, N as in November, C as in Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $12.76 per share. I looked at selling the July 13-13.5 call spread at 16 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents. Now, AGNC stock finished the week 5 cents lower at $12.71 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is still out-of-the-money. The current price in the market for the spread is 11 cents at 20 cents, meaning if we sold more, we would do so for a nickel less, and if we were to close out this trade, we would lose 4 cents trying to lift the offer to buy the spread and close the trade. The mid price or the midpoint is still priced right around where we entered, so this isn't a bad thing. As long as stock finishes lower than our break-even point in this spread, we will make money. Even though there was a large move this past week, if stock finishes where we are right now, we will lock in our maximum profit on the trade, which is 16 cents per spread. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread on Cloudera Inc., symbol C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, D as in Delta, R as in Romeo. At the time, the stock was trading for $13.69 per share. I looked at buying the July 13-13.5 call spread for 30 cents, which gives us a maximum return or possible return of 20 cents or 66.67% return in 3 weeks. Well, Cloudera stock fell $1.42 per share this week, closing at $12.27 per share. The in-the-money spread we purchased is now out of the money. We paid 30 cents for the spread and could sell it right now at 14 cents, locking in a 16 cent loss. There are a few things we can do though. We could sell a higher strike call spread against this position, but the premium isn't really worth it at this point, with only 2 weeks left until expiration. Now, as I look at the stock chart, the price has pulled back to the 20-day moving average. The stock has rallied significantly the last two times it touched this level. So as such, I'm inclined to hold on to the position for a few more days just to see if we're going to get a continuation of the previous increase in the stock. The break-even price is $13.30 per share, so we are lower than that level at this point. So some folks may want to exit the trade and just take the loss when the stock gets below the break-even point. It really just depends on your risk profile. I'm more inclined to wait a few more days and see if the stock rallies off of the 20-day moving average. At this point, you've lost 16 cents. There's still another 14 cents in the spread. But if we do rally off of this, rally from this point like it's done the last two times, then we're going to end up seeing profit with this trade, possibly the full profit of 66.67% return on our money over the next 2 weeks. So when I'm in doubt, you guys have heard me on the show, I like to at times wait another day. You know, one more day gives you a little bit more information than you have where you currently sit. And with 2 weeks left, this option price is certainly going to move. So it's definitely worth, if you can handle the risk, and again, it depends on your risk profile. If you can handle the risk, it's worth waiting a day or two and making that decision on whether or not you're going to lock in a loss or see if this thing is going to pull back. So that's it for the trades for last week. Let's go ahead and get into the trades, the new trades for this upcoming week. And as I mentioned, July expiration is only 2 weeks away. It'll be on Friday, July the 17th. So this will most likely be our last week looking at July spreads and trades. And just know that with 2 weeks left in July trading, we really won't have much time to make any adjustments for next week. So some of you might want to go ahead and start looking at August trades, even though I'm going to discuss July one more week. So our first one is going to be a covered call on Inovio Pharmaceuticals, symbol I as in India, N as in November, O as in Oscar. The stock ended the week at $21.45 per share, and I'm looking at buying stock and selling the July 22 call at $2.32. Hoping for a return of 13.38% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying INO stock for $21.45 per share and selling the July 22 call at $2.32. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $22 per share and the break-even price is $19.13. The stock purchase would require, in real terms, $2,145, and you would collect $232 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread. We are looking at Advanced Micro Devices, symbol A as in Alpha, M as in Mike, D as in Delta. The stock ended the week at $52.34 per share. I'm looking at selling the July 52 half 53 call spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Now, you entered this trade by selling the July 52 half call at $1.71 and concurrently buying the July 53 call for $1.54. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $52.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $52.67 per share, and in real terms, you would receive $17 per spread you sell and have $34 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. We looked at Square Inc., symbol S as in Sierra, Q as in Quebec. The stock ended the week at $113.39 per share. I'm looking at buying the July 112-113 call spread for 65 cents, looking for a maximum gain of 35 cents or a 53.85%, nearly 54% return in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the July 112 call for $5.35 and concurrently selling the July 113 call at $4.70. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $113 per share. The break-even price is $112.65 per share, and in real terms, you will pay $65 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $35 per spread. So that's it for the week. Thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you for the folks. I've had a few people offer to share the podcast to some of their friends. Our numbers are growing, which is more fun than ever. I get more email from you guys asking me questions. Every now and then you even ask me a hard one, some of the questions that make me sit down and think. So I appreciate it. I appreciate your enthusiasm. And hey, I'm wishing you an incredible 3-day weekend if you're in the U.S. or just a great weekend anywhere else in the world where you may be. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day for those of you in the U.S. And as usual, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.